Was Christianity influenced by ancient pagan mystery religions?
A common refrain sung by those determined to demolish the biblical Jesus in the court of public opinion is that his life, his death, his burial, and his resurrection are myths that are borrowed from ancient pagan mystery religions. Once reverberating primarily through the bastions of private academia, this refrain is now also commonly heard in public arenas. The first prevailing myth widely circulated in this regard is that the similarities between Christianity and the mystery religions are striking. Purveyors of this mythology employ biblical language and then go to great lengths to concoct commonalities. Take, for example, the alleged similarities between Christianity and the cult of Isis. The god Osiris is supposedly murdered by his brother and buried in the Nile. The goddess Isis recovers the cadaver, only to lose it once again to her brother-in-law, who cuts the body into 14 pieces and scatters them around the world. After finding the parts, Isis baptizes each piece in the Nile River, and Osiris is resurrected. The alleged similarities, as well as the terminology used to communicate them, are greatly exaggerated. Parallels between the resurrection of Osiris and the resurrection of Christ are an obvious stretch. And sadly for the mysteries, that's as good as it gets. Other parallels typically cited by liberal scholars are even more far-fetched. Not only that, but liberals have the chronology all wrong. Most mysteries flourished long after the closing of the canon of Scripture. Thus, it'd be far more accurate to say that the mysteries were influenced by Christianity than the other way around. Furthermore, the mystery religions reduced reality to a personal experience of enlightenment. Through secret ceremonies, initiates experienced an esoteric transformation of consciousness that led them to believe that they were entering into a higher realm of reality. While followers of Christ were committed to essential Christian doctrines, devotees of the mysteries worked themselves into altered states of consciousness. They were committed to the notion that experience is a far better teacher than words. In fact, the reason mystery religions are so named is that they directly involve secret, esoteric practices and initiation rites. Far from being rooted in history and evidence, the mysteries reveled in hype and emotionalism. Finally, the mystery religions were syncretistic in that adherents not only worshipped various pagan deities, but also frequently embraced aspects of competing mystery religions while continuing to worship within their own cultic constructs. Not so with Christianity. Converts to Christ singularly placed their faith in the one who said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." A passage to ponder. Acts 17:29-31. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.